Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Back in Studio A with my guest this morning, as I mentioned, from San Juan Regional Medical Center, talking about the nursing program at the hospital, of course, the nursing department. Kemi Monarch is here. She is the chief nursing officer with San Juan Regional Medical Center. Good morning and welcome to KSJE.
Good morning, Scott. Thank you so much for hosting us.
You bet. It's great to have you here. Also, Cindy Baez is back with us this morning, and she is with a new title, the Associate Chief Nursing Officer. Welcome back to KSJE.
Thank you.
Good to have you both here this morning to talk a bit about the profession and the department at the hospital. And Kemi, you are relatively new. You were telling me just a little bit over a year now that you've been at San Juan Regional in Farmington.
That's exactly right, and my first year has been incredibly fulfilling, and I believe we've set the stage for even a brighter future than certainly the last 3 years have provided for us in terms of the pandemic. And so Cindy and I have had an opportunity to look at what it is in the way of incentives for nurses to decide to practice at San Juan Regional Medical Center. And we so appreciate the senior leadership team's support and the board of directors' approval of a budget that has in it a number of incentives that are unique for San Juan Regional Medical Center and that we think really strengthen the competitive edge that San Juan Regional Medical Center has, and hopefully increases the appeal for high-performing, patient-centered, mission-focused nurses to consider coming to work at our hospital.
Wonderful. Very good. Well, and I know these issues that we're talking about this morning are facing hospitals and nursing homes and other places nationwide, if not worldwide, right? There's a big shortage, is there not?
Exactly. And the University of New Mexico did a study on the workforce pipeline or supply and demand a little more than a year ago. We released it. It was released, and then we started looking at it. And for San Juan Regional, for San Juan County, we are in need of at least 400 nurses, registered nurses, to get to a critical mass of nurses according to the population. And so it is extensive nationwide. It is extensive statewide. It is even more extensive in San Juan County. So we're hoping to create interest and opportunities in our county to bring nursing's best and brightest to us.
And interesting. And I just want to repeat that number that you gave because it seems staggering to me. 400 are the amount of nurses that we need in San Juan County to fill these vacancies, I guess, just at the hospital, but elsewhere too, right?
Right. Well, and the vacancy is by population. So according to the population who live in San Juan County,
I see, right.
Professional groups have a ratio that they look at, and ours was 400. So okay. We're 400 nurses short as of a year and a half ago, you know? And so that is all nurses for any specialty, inpatient and outpatient. And so we're in need of a surge of registered nurses to work in our great county.
Got you. Very interesting. That's just a big number. I'm just still trying to wrap my little mind around it, but that's what you're facing. And that's the reason, I guess, for some of these other incentives then that the board and senior leadership have agreed to give you some more tools, I guess, to attract some of these folks, right?
It is. And historically, like many hospitals, we have recruited around a concept of a base rate. And at San Juan Regional Medical Center, we have realized that we need to use more of a stacked approach or layered approach, that yes, we have a base rate in place for every position at San Juan Regional Medical Center, but that when it comes to direct caregivers, that we need to have some things that are add-ons, so to speak. And so there are some new things that were approved in this year's budget that I'm just really grateful for. And the first of those is that we now have an incentive for baccalaureate prepared nurses. The literature is just clear that it's the baccalaureate certified registered nurse that makes an impactful difference when it comes to eliminating failure to rescue and mortality and morbidity in hospitals. And so we now have that incentive in place for nurses who are baccalaureate prepared to receive that that sign-on, not sign-on bonus, but that incentive. We call it an allowance.
I see. And can you explain what that level means? Is that a higher level of education?
Yes,
in that baccalaureate type of nurse?
And we're really grateful for San Juan College in this regard, because they not only offer the associate degree for registered nurses in this city, but they also sponsor a BSN completion program in which I believe 8 or 10 students just recently finished that part of their education. And so
well, now we're down to 392.
Right.
But okay,
right.
Good.
Well, yeah, and it's it really is a challenge, and it's a challenge for all of us.
Of course.
And so that is the first time, at least that I'm aware of, that San Juan Regional Medical Center has offered that specific incentive, and it's $1.50. And so can I just go through that real quick?
Please, please do.
Okay, so we have the BSN allowance that is at $1.50. San Juan Regional Medical Center is one of those unique hospitals that doesn't just recognize a single certification in a specialty, but they've said that we will recognize 3 certifications. Each of those is worth $1.50 as well. We have in this most recent budget also included a role that we're calling unit champions. We are a shared governance valuing and driven healthcare organization, and we realize that it takes all of us to lead and make the positive difference that patients need. And so we have 5 of those unit champion roles that an experienced registered nurse can sign up for, and really it's a way to help and organize the units focused on a certain area. Cindy, you want to share those?
Yes, we have 5 different areas. So quality,
mm-hmm.
We want these unit champions to focus on improving outcomes, patient and staff engagement, care navigation, so facilitating the next level of care, maybe from ICU to med-surg to discharge. Professional development, because we want the focus to grow our nurses. I just came back from a conference. You're continually learning,
right.
And that's the goal. And then infection prevention as well. So those are the 5 categories. In that role, they do work instead of 72 hours a pay period, they work 80. So they dedicate those 4 hours a week in these different categories and how they're going to make those improvements.
I see.
They also are compensated. So there's another $3 an hour for all hours worked if you're in that unit champion role. We want those frontline staff engaged, because that's where the work is going to be done.
Right.
At the frontline level.
Okay.
And that lineup of new incentives equals $9. And so if I come in as a nurse with 5 years of experience and I have a BSN, I have or will acquire 3 certifications, and I agree to help my unit leader in one of these unit champion roles, that's $9 an hour. So one of the things we're working
on top of the base.
Yes. Correct.
So our base rate for a nurse with 5 years of experience is $31.96. Okay. If we annualize that is $78,956. All right. So, but with adding all of these, the things that we've just talked about, are you just show up and you
that's
get
your,
it
that's
every
your
hour that you work.
Mm-hmm.
That changes that annual compensation to $85,196. So it's an entirely different level that the nurse can earn with just these additions. But that's not the rest of the story, because nurses also receive an array of shift differentials, holiday and weekend differentials. Cindy, you've got those too. But all of those are on top of this $85,000 that I would receive as a nurse with 5 years of experience. So some of those other diffs are?
So preceptor, so if mm-hmm. you're orienting a new nurse to our organization with or without experience, they get preceptor pay. We also have a float pay. So during the pandemic, many of our nurses transitioned to go travel, right? So that's when our vacancy rate went up. We are currently, and we're 1 year post the pandemic per
sure,
se.
Right.
We're still, as a nursing services, 30% vacancy rate. But, and so during COVID, I'm going to back up a little bit. We had to implement a mandatory float. We've never had that. And I've worked at the organization for 30 years and we've never had a mandatory float. But we had to implement that because we had to make sure we had the right resources in the right area to provide the care.
Right. Well, and during the pandemic, there were a lot of things that were implemented, I think, for the first time
at
hospitals across the country. But this is one of them.
And so coming out of that, we knew it was not a patient or a nurse satisfier for the mandatory float. So we came up with a float sister units and float pay. And that was in conjunction with our Partners in Care Committee, which is our shared governance structure. Frontline staff, they came up with this.
And for folks who aren't familiar with that term, what does that float term mean? Is that a day off type of a thing?
No,
or
meaning
what are we talking about?
If I'm on one unit assigned
and
the census is low, you'll require,
you float over there.
You float
where
to
you're
another
needed.
Unit where you're needed.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
So now we have the sister unit concept. And if staff nurses float within their unit, sister unit, mm-hmm. they get $1 an hour more. If they float outside their sister unit, they get $3 an hour more if they take a patient load.
I see.
So it's just that continue incentives.
You're recognizing maybe that they are they are helping in this changing patient census mm-hmm. area, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we've also worked on our contingency staff. As people know, the situation in the hospital changes by the moment, right? So we can make decisions about staffing and somebody floating from one area to another, and then 5 minutes later, something happens and we have a significant need somewhere else. Cindy's led the charge to develop an increased number of people who serve in our hospital-level float pool, and there's been an additional incentive that's been added to that group as well. Cindy, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, that allowance was increased from $3 an hour to $6 an hour.
Okay.
And the reason is they have to be competent in all of the areas, from ED to childbirth to ICU in a med-surg unit.
Okay, so. Got it. So these are significant, and they add up over mm-hmm. time. Now, some of these are just maybe for a certain shift or whatever. It's
right.
not a permanent maybe increase, but for the others that you mentioned, that is kind of part of your annual
right.
pay, I suppose,
every
right?
moment of every day that they are working at San Juan Regional Medical Center, we believe that we have strengthened the compensation associated with the work that registered nurses do, and that we are wanting to be in a position where we tell people that we'll let them know that we'll let them know about open positions when they develop.
Mm-hmm.
So to move our vacancy rate from where it is now to the single digits and have the opportunity to have a waiting list of nurses who would like to join our team. That's my hope.
Right. Mm-hmm. True. And at this point in time, are you still employing traveling nurses that come into San Juan Regional Medical Center for a certain amount of time?
Yes,
to
we
help
are.
With that shortage?
Yes, we are. But the goal is to eliminate that expense.
Of course.
They are very expensive. So we want to invest in our own nurses instead of paying these high, outrageous rates.
When
right. But they're needed. And so I guess
correct.
At the moment, they're worth that outrageous rate. But
correct.
But I understand the long-term goal is to have your own, grow your own, I suppose, right?
Right,
and have
yes.
your own local folks who can come. And go ahead, Kami.
And a couple of things. One, when I arrived last a year ago in June, one of the first meetings I went to was about travelers. And San Juan Regional Medical Center at that time had 120 travelers on site.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So we were really keeping our doors open with the support of that group. And as Cindy said, it has really resulted in significant financial stress for us. And more importantly for me, we want people to work at San Juan Regional Medical Center who I can count on working with me tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
Next week, next month, next year, and in a way that stabilizes our direct care environments. We're really working on that and think that increasing our core of nurses who are working on patient care units every day, and eliminating travelers is going to be the way to accomplish that. And so today, we have how many travelers at San Juan Regional Medical Center? Approximately.
Uh-huh.
Approximately about 47.
47, down from the over 100 that you were talking about, right?
Yeah.
So that's going in the right direction.
Yeah, that's only nurses, though, because there's other
of course.
Contract staff we have in radiology, other departments, respiratory.
So right.
Does not count them.
That's for the other folks to be concerned with. I understand.
Sure. Some of the other initiatives we've had in place that I'd like to talk about is we do have a sign-on bonus for experienced nurses.
Mm-hmm.
We currently offer $25,000 sign-on bonus for them. For new graduates, we have a sign-on bonus for $10,000. We also, these are not new, but we have education benefit. So each employee, after they've been here 6 months, they get $500 and 24 hours of time to dedicate with improving their education.
Right. Right.
Also, tuition reimbursement is another option they have.
Okay. So. Very good. So I guess if I'm thinking San Juan College, if I'm a nursing student here at San Juan College and I'm getting my associate's degree, is it possible that I could graduate and then come to work at San Juan Regional Medical Center and say, I want to go back for my baccalaureate or advanced degree, and after 6 months, you would help me pay for that?
Yes.
How about that? Yeah. That seems like a good deal. I may stick with what I'm doing, but I'm just keeping my options open. I'm just wanting you all to know.
I do want to acknowledge that San Juan College has been a five-star partner for us when it comes mm-hmm. to, we call them nurse residents, mm-hmm. the new graduate or nurse residents. And that has been a partnership that mm-hmm. has really helped us maintain a high standard of nursing practice. We typically get groups of new graduates after graduation that's from San Juan College. And just want to say thank you. For that, and we believe we've got a responsibility to shepherd those new nurses in ways that San Juan College is really proud of, and our commitment is to do just that.
Wonderful. Well, and I think the college is pleased to know that we are sending you qualified graduates that can kind of fit mm-hmm. into the needs that you have, and that you kind of pick up the baton, if you will, to continue to shepherd them and make yeah. them into the professionals that they want to be. And I think that's a great pipeline, right, for these openings that you undoubtedly have.
It has been vital, and it's one of those things I've been really encouraged by. We get, how many new graduates did we get this time? It seemed like we got...
I think we had seven that were offered, and they all accepted.
Wonderful.
So.
Very good. Well, it's a great opportunity. And again, for local students who want to get into the nursing career and the nursing field, it's a great way to do that right here locally at home.
And I'll second Cammie's comment about... San Juan College is the lifeline for us. I'm a graduate from San Juan College. In 1993, I graduated my ADN and started working at the hospital, and I've been there since.
Right. So. Very good. And look at you now.
And look
See?
At me now.
There you go. That's wonderful. Well, that's great. But I know, as we've mentioned, this is a nationwide issue, right, of a nursing shortage. And so it's really nice to hear kind of what some of the proactive things that the hospital is trying to do, right, to mm-hmm. to solve this problem, or at least minimize mm-hmm. the shortages. And that's kind of where we are. This is probably not going to get solved overnight. This is a long-term solution, correct?
Right, because while we have a immediate need for a lot of nurses, we also have nurses that are at the end of their career, and they're choosing to retire. And so that just compounds our need. And so we just got to be sure that we are making the most of opportunities to welcome new graduates into not only the profession, but to work at San Juan Regional Medical Center, and then to really help them develop throughout their career so that those who choose to stay for decades, like Cindy has, have an opportunity to grow and develop and contribute at the highest level and in ways that they choose to stay. So,
right.
You know, I think I really appreciate the state of New Mexico's work on this as well, because it's not just nurses, but it's health professions, across the board. And the reimbursement campaign that they offered or opened up in the spring, I think it was, really was something that was helpful to healthcare professionals at San Juan Regional Medical Center who have significant student loan debt. And so the work on part of our state leaders to offer that reimbursement is sincerely appreciated.
Nice. So it sounds like this problem, this challenge is getting attention from all levels.
It is.
To try to correct things or make it better. And I guess my other question to both of you would be, you know, once you get these nurses that are in their jobs, you certainly don't want them to burn out, which I imagine could happen too, right? If you're not careful about shifts. And we saw during the pandemic, I think everyone went above and beyond what we would ever ask them to do during that time. So that's got to be something that you think about as well.
It is. And it's something, it's real at all levels of the organization because of the intensity of the pandemic, the number of patient deaths that we saw on any given day was far more than many of us ever saw before that. And it was our loved ones, right? It was our neighbors. It were people that we loved. And so that's hard. And so we've really worked at strengthening our employee assistance program. During the pandemic and immediately after, San Juan Regional Medical Centers offered unlimited visits to that resource.
Nice.
So that people could work through their grief and that sort of thing. Nevertheless, it's hard. It's hard work. And, you know, patients teetering between life and death is a huge responsibility for us to manage. So we really do try to do some things to make that that make those issues things we can learn from, things that we are strengthened by, but certainly not things that cause us to say, I'm done. And even today, Cindy's worked with another partner of ours to offer nursing leaders at San Juan Regional Medical Center a professional development day, a leadership development day, and we've got that course that's starting soon, and it'll be going all day long. So try to get those leaders off campus, out of that intense care environment, and working on their own leadership development. So I don't, you want to say anything about that?
It's a will be our second day. We had one in August.
Okay.
Some good feedback.
Nice.
And it is really team building, but also some of the concepts is how to have those difficult conversations, how to encourage staff engagement, so things like that, which will help our leaders.
Right.
As many healthcare professionals know, we have such a sense of responsibility about showing up and doing the work that's required of us. As an employer, we're really trying to encourage staff to take their vacation time. We call it paid time off.
Sure.
But there are a lot of people who are in a position that over the course of the year that they're going to lose their paid time off because they've been there so long, they've accumulated it, but now they're about to hit the limit. And so we really are trying to say, hey, spend time with family, spend time doing things that you love outside the hospital, but take your time off so that it helps that burnout and helps provide a little more balance in our lives. And we're trying to do that as a matter of compassion.
Right. Well, and I guess that's an important message to get across to your folks, because maybe they feel a duty because of the shortage to stay on the job and to keep serving their patients. And even though they have all this time off that they could and should be taking, but their belief of serving their patients is stronger, I guess, in some cases.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And we just want to be sure that we're doing our part to say we understand the environments in which we work are intense and they take their toll on us. So how do we balance that? And I really want people to spend time doing the things that they love outside of the world of work.
Right. That's true. And in this area, we know we have a lot of opportunities to do things outside of work.
That's
so
right.
We've talked about that even before we came on the air. We just have a couple of minutes remaining this morning. The question for each of you would be your best pitch for a potential nursing student or someone who's interested in maybe the profession to get in. Cindy, think 30 years ago. What was the message that made you want to become a nurse?
So being part of a family. That's why I've stayed at San Juan Regional Medical Center for so long. I probably spend more time at work than I do at home.
Take your time off.
Yeah.
Yes, that'll help.
But still, if you calculate,
it's your other
you're still
family.
At work longer than you are at home usually. But I truly feel strongly that the staff that work there are dedicated to quality care that we provide our community. And that's what our role is to provide that care for our community, because we are a community-owned hospital. So
that's true. One of the unique things.
So many different avenues you can go and be as a nurse. You know, there's case management. There's a bedside nurse. You can work your way up to a leadership role. So many opportunities.
Right. Very true. That's good to know. Great. Cammie, what about for you? What was it that got you involved in this profession?
When I was interviewing for the role that I'm currently in, one of the things I was really touched by was the core values and the service standards at San Juan Regional Medical Center. And as I was interviewing, I saw that that was real. It wasn't just a mantra that we talked about in orientation, but when I met people like the senior leadership team members and leaders like Cindy and others during the interview process, I saw it as what was driving them. And so we seek to be an organization that really is mission-minded, and that mission is driven by our core standards and our service standards. And really, at the core of that is doing the right thing for patients, no matter what. I thought that was compelling, and it is what happens day in, day out at San Juan Regional Medical Center.
Very good. Well, we are out of time, I'm sorry to say, but thank you both for coming in and speaking with me. And on behalf of the community, we really appreciate all the work that everyone at the hospital does, not just during the pandemic, but I know all the time. So we really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You bet. My guest this morning from San Juan Regional Medical Center here on KSJ.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.